when we started our Newgrass Revival band, we were the Southerners. We were playing it the way we felt it. No particular reason. We didn't discuss why we did what we did. We just played like we played. But the term Newgrass, now it's a generic term for a style of bluegrass. But what I would call it is contemporary music played on traditional bluegrass instruments. I mean, when you look back at the origins of bluegrass in the 40s and the subject matter of the songs and the way they wrote, well, it was mainly, probably mostly rural musicians that were playing this bluegrass style music or country style music. So it was just inevitable that by, say, the 60s, some of the best bluegrass musicians are coming from the Northeast. You know, you had Peter Rowan, Bill Keith, you know, coming from the Northeast and influenced not just by bluegrass, but, of course, people that love the music of Bill Monroe and Flatten Scruggs and Jimmy Martin. So within this Newgrass kind of thought, we too started writing our own songs, and that's inevitable, the change of subject matter and what you write about. And I mean, the first thing we did material wise, sort of switch things up, was we were taking rock and roll songs and making them bluegrass style. And under the notion that, you know, a good song can be played in different ways. And one of the influences for that was, you know, seeing John Hartford and Glenn Campbell on the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour one night. And they did a bluegrass version of Great Balls of Fire. And I used to have a little tape recorder, and I'd tape everything off the TV. And when we worked up Great Balls of Fire as Newgrass Revival, I know Courtney Johnson tried to do the same banjo lick that John did on that TV show. So people like Hartford and the Dillards, you know, they had all this thing going before we started Newgrass Revival. But for instance, there was a great album done in the mid-60s by a Northeast band, the Charles River Valley Boys, called Beetle Country, and produced by Paul Rothchild, the Doors producer, who loves bluegrass. Well, he produced the Dillards' first two albums, too. So really, us, the Newgrass Revival, we had all of those influences. And when we were trying to think of a band name, we finally arrived at Newgrass Revival because we felt like we were reviving what had already been started.